So in nonviolent communication, we want to be sure that whenever we want to talk to somebody about something they're doing that we're not happy with, that we clearly put this in the form of an observation. Now, this doesn't mean that that's all we do. The observation by itself doesn't tell fully what's alive in us. We need to let the person know how we evaluate this behavior. But we need our evaluation to be of a form that lets people know how our needs are affected by the behavior, and that doesn't use any words that can be heard as criticism, judgment of a moralistic variety, or diagnosis that implies some kind of abnormality. So our evaluation needs to be focused on the life within ourselves, which to me means it needs to contain reference to our needs. We need to let people know what needs of ours are being met or not being met by their behavior, and how we feel as a result of it. So when we tell people clearly our feelings and needs, we're letting them know what's alive in us when they do what they are doing. This is an evaluation based on life, not an evaluation that criticizes or blames. But this is quite a challenging way to evaluate, because it's not how many of us have been educated to think and communicate. For example, this form of evaluation requires a literacy of feelings, that we tell people how we feel when they behave in a certain way. And many times when I'm doing an exercise with people and ask them how they feel when this other person does something they don't like, they'll use language like this. They'll say, "I feel that that's wrong." And I'll point out that by my definition, that's not what I mean by a feeling. And they'll say, "Well, I said I feel." And I'll say, "Well, the word feel by itself can often be used in a way that doesn't refer to feelings as I define feelings. As soon as you say, I feel that was wrong, I would call that a thought, not a feeling." So many people use the word feeling and thought interchangeably. But in nonviolent communication, when we use the word feeling, we want it to refer to an emotion that a person is experiencing and that doesn't contain any diagnosis or intellectual analysis of the other person. So feelings would be feelings like, I feel frustration, I feel sadness, I feel irritation when our needs are not getting met. But when our needs are getting met, I feel happy, I feel joyful, I feel pleasure. I went to schools for 21 years. I really cannot recall ever being asked what I was feeling. Feelings weren't part of life in the culture in which I grew up in. And especially if you were a boy, there are certain feelings that you got to feel were shameful to feel, such as, I feel scared. See, boys weren't supposed to be scared. And there were other feelings, too, that had a very negative connotation. And part of the reason for this is that feelings are a language of life. And the cultures that we have been living under for about 10,000 years, domination cultures in which some people claim to be superiors and have a right to control others. People do not make good slaves when they are connected to life. So feelings are not regarded as a positive thing to say. Feelings are associated with weakness, as being immature, as being too emotional. So not only aren't we educated to speak a language of life, a language of feelings, we have been given a cultural education that has very negative connotation to many of our emotions. So we learn very quickly in life to cover up our emotions and hide them, even though if we want to relate in a way that promotes compassion between ourselves and other people, feelings are a key ingredient. So in nonviolent communication, honesty consist of telling people what they're doing clearly in the form of a clear observation, and then evaluating it with reference to feelings and needs. So I've just described what I mean by feelings. And then we connect these feelings to our needs, because nonviolent communication is based on the awareness that feelings are manifestations of what is happening to our needs. When our needs are being fulfilled, we feel pleasureful feelings. When our needs are not being fulfilled, we feel painful feelings. This is Mother Nature's way of helping us to judge our environment in terms of whether what is happening is life-serving or not. So if we're eating foods that are not good for our health, we feel painful kinds of reactions to this eating. On the other hand, if we feel good, enriched, stronger, our feelings tell us that our needs for food have been well met by this. So, painful feelings tell us our needs are not getting met. Pleasureful feelings tell us our needs are being met.